Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
So glad you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points, that time of the show with John Harris, and he goes to the Telestrator.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator, everyone. I am football analyst and sideline reporter for your Houston Texans, John Harris, and I am flying solo. Coach O'Brien, well, he got the week off. It's a bye week. But for us, the beat goes on, and we're going to take a look back at some of yesterday's loss against the Philadelphia Eagles. But we're going to find some good nuggets, especially with the Telestrator. We're going to start in the fourth quarter down on the goal line or near the goal line and the touchdown by DeAndre Hopkins. Now, we had just seen prior to this one of the craziest plays we maybe saw all year, and we saw a double fumble on a play, but we saw an interception by D'Amico Ryans and then him tearing his Achilles tendon, fumbling the ball back to the Texans, and this was the second play after that. Down by 10, the Texans needed to score a touchdown preferably, and they would on this play. And this is actually one of my favorite goal line plays because it takes advantage of what offensive teams call a rub route. And you'll see the three players up here. These three receivers right here are the key. You've got Andre Johnson right here. You've got Demaryius Johnson on the inside. But DeAndre Hopkins is going to be the key receiver. And what we're going to get here are two in routes. Demaryius is going to drive in here. Andre is going to drive in here. And they're going to create a natural rub for DeAndre to come here and then go to the corner. And these two Eagles are going to follow, and then this guy is too late coming over the top. Ryan sees it. They've got man coverage. And he knows right away this is perfectly made for DeAndre to get to the corner. You see the double in, and Earl Wolfe is a step behind. And DeAndre's got a lot of room to work out back to the N and the S. And Ryan knows that, so he just throws it out there and tells 10 to go get it. And there you go, touchdown. Texans are now within 3 points. You can see the end zone view, good protection. Everybody's got it protected up. They protect the A-gaps. Alfred's got it protected here in between Ben and Dwayne. Protected up very well. Nice pocket to throw from. And you can see DeAndre on the right side of the screen here. He's setting him up. And you can see the inside leverage that Wolf has. And he's going to use that against him because now he's got all this room out here. The double ends sort of create a rub route. And DeAndre will catch that one back in the end zone. It looks easy when it looks like that. Now, the defense had a tough day against the Philadelphia Eagles for a lot of different reasons. But I picked this play in particular because this was the first time that I noticed, even with Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph out of the game, the Texans had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we'll draw an arrow to number 7 back there, Kendrick Lewis. Sometimes against Philadelphia, this is what you have to do. You got to put your fastest guys on the field, even if that means that you've got to put two defensive backs right there to act as linebackers. And that's what they did on this particular play. Now, this is a third down play in the fourth quarter. The result isn't good because of the illegal contact that you see on A.J. Boye. But the process of putting 7 DBs out in the field, there aren't many teams that would attack Philadelphia this way, but Romeo Crennel did it. And you'll see Sproles come out of the backfield on circle route, and you'll see that linebacker, defensive back, DJ Swearinger, cover him and make a play here. This was a key play, could have been a key play, because you see the incompletion forced a little bit by the coverage, but 7 DBs on the field. The problem, unfortunately, was a penalty down here by A.J. Boye getting the ball back, but you'll see the Texans here doing anything possible to slow down the Philadelphia Eagles, including putting 7 guys out on the field. And you can see Swearinger, Pleasant, and Danielle Manning as your linebackers in this particular set. This is creativity and innovation, and it paid off to a degree. We're going to finish up with a special teams play here, only because I know my man Coach O'Brien would want me to. He'd be a little bit disappointed if I didn't. Well, this is a key punt by Shane Leckler. And back to receive for the Philadelphia Eagles is Darren Sproles. Now, I want you to turn to your 12-year-old son and look at him because that's the exact same size as Darren Sproles. He's tiny, but yet he's explosive in the open space. But you'll see a nice job here by number 35, Eddie Pleasant, as we roll this through. of getting down and getting in front of Sproles and breaking down right in front of him. Now, he doesn't end up making the play. Now, we're going to dance. These two guys are going to dance a little bit. Watch me go back and forth. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And Pleasant turns him back into his help. And you can see one, two, three, four, five, six guys coming. The mistake a lot of guys make as a gunner is to get inside. And then Sproles darts the outside where there is no help. Yes, you have the sideline, but you have no help. Eddie at least forced Sproles back inside, and then you got some help there that came, and you got three or four guys on the tackle, including John Weeks. Now, we'll see it from the end zone view here. Well protected, get the kickoff, and now you can see guys staying in their lanes. Everybody's staying in their lanes, unlike Tennessee, where they didn't stay in the lanes, and Dexter McCluster made a play. And you'll see Eddie turn it to the screen. Now, look at him hustle down. And now they're going to dance with each other. But the key was he kept him inside. All gunners got to do this right here. If you get beat, at least force him into your help, and then you can make a play on a pretty explosive kick returner. We've broken down an offense, defense, and special teams play. If you want to see all this great footage, go to HoustonTexans.com. The game rewind. You get the broadcast of the game. You get a condensed version. And, of course, my favorite, the All-22 in Coaches film is right there. HoustonTexans.com, game rewind. I am football analyst and sideline reporter for your Houston Texans, John Harris, doing the Texans Telestrator. We'll see you next week. We'll find something to break down during the bye week, so stay right here at HoustonTexans.com.
21 takeaways this season, but the takeaway of all takeaways for the Houston Texans, the pick six by J.J. Watt. We'll talk about that and how it must continue if this team wants to sniff the playoffs in 2014. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points rolls on.